Chapter 11, we're going to redo this real quick. Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give portions to seven, yes, to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. Twofold reading for this. Last week, I talked about this. God blesses. God gives. He wants us to have. However, we must be responsible for what we have. Give, love, share. But you have no idea what's going to happen. No matter how much you prepare, your house might still flood. No matter how much you prepare, all right, the rain may still come. The roof may still leak. The food may still be gone one day. Famine may hit you. You can plan, prepare, but you can't control God. Only God can sovereign, okay? So put away. Don't store away and not live. That's not what he wants either. Live, but do not hesitate to have a savings account. Do not hesitate to have my muffler went out account. Do not hesitate to have my brakes went out account. Do not hesitate to have my child has seven cavities account. You need that because cavities are expensive. I know. They're more expensive when you have a child who's ADHD and anxiety ridden and they can't lay still because then they have to take them to the hospital and put them under. That's real expensive. That's a lot, yes. Mm-hmm. It also means, listen to me, it also means give generously. Listen, give portions to seven. Some of you are going, seven? I don't mind sharing with my best friend family. I don't even mind sharing with my best friend family and one other. Seven? You want me to give to seven? Yes, and then eight. Enjoy pouring out what you have been given to other people, because guess what? You can't take it with you. It ends. Money, pride, everything under the sun is meaningless. So when you have, enjoy what you have. We're going to get to the other side of that in a minute, but give generously is what he's saying. If the clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. If a tree falls north or south, where it falls is where it lands. Solomon got brilliant on us, didn't he? When the cup gets full, it runs over. When the tree falls down, it lies right there. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. You do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a womb. So you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. So your seeds in the morning and in the evening, let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that. You, or whether both do equally well. This will be your second least favorite part of the message. This is going to be the second least favorite part of the message. Here is what all of that means. When sin entered the world, when sin came into the world through Adam and through Eve, repercussion came with it. Consequence came with it. And the consequence of sin and the judgment of God upon sin and death is this: working for a living, living and a working, you're taking what you're given because you're working for a living. But we want, yeah, Bible, no. We want give and give, and I'm going to play ball, and I'm going to build something, and I'm going to play video games, and then find a way to pay me for that. And if I can't work because I was busy raising a kid, and if I can't work because I was busy playing ball, and if I can't work because I was busy sitting on the couch, then pay me anyway. No, 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 no. No. Laziness is sinful, wasteful, and leads to entitlement. And some of us go, well, I'm pondering the ways of God. I will figure out another way in this world to get what I need. I shall look upon the clouds. I shall, ready? Chase the wind. You sound stupid. What do you mean I sound stupid? I'm dealing with science. I'm dealing with joy and happiness for my family. You sound stupid because you know what you're doing? You're trying to be God. You didn't form yourself in the room. You didn't make the sun come up this morning. You didn't spin the world in its place. You didn't make the waters come in and the waters go out. You didn't make the moon go up and the moon go down. So trying to figure that out is frivolous. Get your hind end off the couch, work for your family, love your children, and regret nothing. Period. That's what it says. Right here. Stop making silly excuses about the things in life you just don't want to do. It's part of being a man and a woman. It's been that way since the fall. You're not the first. You will not be the last. Stop it. Work hard. Play hard. Give generously. And let God be God. Because there is a God, and you're not him. Or her. Sow your seed in the morning and in the evening. This is the end of that. For you do not know which. Well, Craig, that just sounds rough. That sounds rough. How much should I work? You don't want to know the answer to that. Don't ask the question. No, really, really. All right. If I decide to work, how much should I work? Sow it in the morning. Is that all? Nope. Sow it again at night. Is that all? Nope. Sow it whenever you have a chance. Why? Because you're not God. Might grow in the morning. Might grow in the afternoon. Might grow at night. Might grow while you're asleep. Keep on sowing. Your job is to work since Adam bit the fruit. You will toil the land by the sweat of your brow, the dirt under your fingernails. That part's not in there, but you know. I told you it would be the second worst. Save it for the next part. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all, but let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many, and everything to come is meaningless. Be happy, young man, while you are young. Let your heart give you the joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see. But know that for all these things, God will bring judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart. Cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are eventually meaningless. Here's what this means. Live. Don't exist. Live. Live love. Live hard. Love deep. Sing loud. Shower often for you and for me. Turn the radio up. Roll the windows down. Stop trying to control everything. You cannot. Parents, this is going to be difficult for you to hear. And I do not care because I care. Let them run. Let them get dirty. Give them a chance to scrape their knee and maybe even break their arm. Give them a chance to love and lose. Give them a chance to cry deeply. Give them a chance to laugh hard. Give them a chance
to do life apart from you, because you will not always be there, and you can't control everything. You can do your very best, but I bounce back to 3 weeks ago. If a soldier does everything he's told, goes off to war and follows every instruction, can he still die? Yes, because you don't control the bullets from the other side. My dad, he's sitting right there, he used to say all the time, son, be careful. Dad, I am. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about the other guy. Listen to me. No matter how many fences I put around Tay, I can't control the other guy. But if I fence him in, he may never learn to fly. Some days, you've got to walk out to the ledge where you're more scared than they are and push. Because birds weren't meant to walk. And trust God. God may let something happen you don't want. Guess what? You're not him. And you know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope in the future. And whether you understand my ways or not, his ways are higher than our ways. Push. Let them fly. Those who wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like, and they will walk and never grow. Question, do you trust you or God to be the best parent? I don't care how you answered that with your lips. Every one of you has about 18 years. 17 and three quarters. With your life. Here's what it also says to the children. Play hard as a child. Listen well as a child. Because there will come a day when you run and you play and you wake up and it hurts. Can I get an amen? There will come a day when you used to be able to curl and it would bulge up and you'd put a tank top on and you would feel good about yourself. Now, tank tops should come with a warning label. Not good for your self-esteem. Now, when I bench press not even my body weight, I wake up and these things they call pectoralis majors are pectoralis major pains in my front. Things don't work the same. Your wrist don't move like it used to. And Solomon is saying, while you've been given the body to run, run. While you've been given legs to dance, dance. While you've been given a song to sing, sing it. While you've been given all of these things, you ready? All of these things in the world to enjoy. We've already gone over this. Enjoy them. Just remember that there are people who went before you who were stupid too. And they can keep you from stupidity if you'll listen. There are students in this room right now that we are going to pour our lives into. We're going to steer down the right path. And they are so stubborn and they are so bullheaded and they are so bright and they are so powerful and they are so wonderful that they're going to have to fail at their first marriage before they learn. Because that's just the way it goes. They're going to have to drink themselves into a stupor and something terrible is going to happen before they learn. They're going to do things with a partner before they learn. And Solomon is saying, I've got you sitting across the table from me. You've got your coffee. I've got mine. You have a choice. Listen to somebody who's already been there or jump in the pit yourself. But I can tell you where the pits are. For the last 50 years or so, here's what we've done as a church. We've told our children everywhere the pits are and told them not to jump in them. What we forgot to do was point to the fields and tell them how to run. You understand what I'm saying? Don't drink, don't smoke, don't chew, don't run around with girls who do. And that was what I remember from my childhood, from my youth years. Every February about this time of year, true love waits. True love waits. True love waits. Put a ring on it. You and Jesus. Don't.
Do you know what we've created? A culture full of people who only want sex on a computer and have no idea about what God created sex to be. We've blown it with all our don'ts. The week after next, I'm going to tell you how to do. I'm going to walk you through the Bible and what the Old Testament God intended for our sexuality. 3 weeks you don't want to miss. Some of you are like, I think I do. You don't. I promise. Listen, I promise. You've never heard this before. If you don't know what Ahava is, you've never heard this before. If you don't know what Dode is, you've never heard this before. I'm going to take you back to the Hebrew children, to the people God spoke life into, and I'm going to tell you what he created sexuality to be. Biblically, like nobody. I was 31 before I heard it. I wish I'd heard it at 17. This is great. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come. This is the part you're going to like the least. Before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Here's what Solomon is saying outright. He's saying, man, the reason I want you to live your life is you're going to get old enough one day, you're going to get tired enough one day, things are going to be broken down so much in your body one day that you're going to go, I actually don't want to live like this anymore. I'm good. I'm done. There's going to come a day when dying will be better on this earth than living, when pain will be greater than joy can bring. You're going to find yourself at a point one day where it's all going to go downhill and you're going to go, I'm going to need a new model, okay? Ready for that heavenly realm where it's all made new, okay? You're going to get there, and you can't stop it. And then he starts to describe it. The imagery in here is insane. Here we go. Before the sun and the light and the stars grow dark and the clouds come in after the rain. Before night, okay, literature, before night, the end of the day, the end of your life settles in. And he starts to talk through it. Listen. When the keepers of the house tremble, when someone is a housekeeper, when someone is taking care of things around the house, they are using their hands and their arms. That's the reference to this. When the hands that make everything happen in the home start to shrivel up. Look next. When the strong men stoop, when your legs begin to bow out and they become weak and weary, when the grinders cease and are few. What's that talking about? When you start to lose your teeth, when you start to need dentures, when the grinders are slowed and missing. Yes. And those looking through the windows grow dim. What's that? Your eyes begin to fail. You're squinting. The doors of the street are closed and the sound of the grindings fade. In the old days when your teeth went missing, your lips began to curl around, all right? And it was harder to open your mouth. If you try to do that, and then it won't open as well. The tunnel goes like this. The grinder's slow. You can't take it in. When the men rise up at the sound of birds, but their songs grow faint. Here's what that is. Anybody ever notices they get older? It's harder to sleep all the way through the night. Every sound, every pain, everything awakens you. So the rest that you used to have is no longer restful, but there's a dog that lays in between your legs and a spouse that kicks you and a kid that cries and your ice machine goes off and sleep does. My son doesn't hear any of this. What do I hear? All of it. I used to sleep from 9 to 7. Woo! Now I can't sleep from 9 to 9:07. Amen. Everybody's like, man, I do not like this. I'm not making this stuff up. When people rise at the sound of birds, you're up first thing in the morning, can't get back to sleep, but their songs grow faint, your voice gets weary. The almond tree blossoms. The grasshopper drags himself along. When all the things that you used to be able to do, hop, soar, move quickly, now you hobble, crawl, move slowly. He just walked us through a literary aging process. Then man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go out in the street. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, the golden bowl is broken, the pitcher is shattered, and the wheel of the well broken. Now, here's what I thought that meant. And it's good preaching, but I'm going to tell you two things. I went to our possessions there, okay? Someday, your money's going to start to run out a little bit. Your Social Security's going to be all you have. Your gold, your silver, your belongings, they all begin to fade with you. But this is actually a reference to some of your internal parts. The golden bowl is your mind, your brain, your head. All right? The pitcher is your heart. The wheel broken at the well that keeps the water moving is your circulation, your bloodstream. And the silver cord is your nervous system, your spine. As everything externally and internally begins to go bad, listen, and it goes all the way back to Genesis. Remember, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, from here you came and to here you will. And the dust returns to the ground it came from. And the spirit returns to the God who gave it. I don't care what you think you own. I don't care what you think you control. I don't care what you think you know. There will come a day when the gift that you've been given on this life of your spirit and who you are will return to its maker. You can't stop it. Everything under the sun is meaningless. 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 Says the teacher, everything is meaningless. Church, live well. Live hard. Spread joy. Give more than you take. Love more than you hate. Forgive more than you cast burdens. And don't worry about whether it's going to rain or whether it's going to snow or whether you're going to eat or whether you're going to drink. For worrying is a wasting of what you do have. And I realize that from here, under the sun, the length of time we have seems long. But from there, our life is described as a vapor. It is but a second. It is a sneeze in the eyes of God. Yet he takes the time to look down at you and say, I want to give you a wife. I want to give you a home. I want to give you a baby. I want to give you another day. I want to give you the sun. I want to give you the rain. I want to give you the snow. I want to give you friends. I want to give you games. I want to give you laughter. I want to give you food and drink and rest and life. Take it. Use it. Give it away. And at least the meaninglessness of it all will be fun. Will be joyful. But follow him, because he can tell you how to make it joyful well, how to make it joyful safe, how to make it joyful the way God intended. You can be the painting he started out to paint if you let him hold the brush. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to carry it on to completion. We've just taken the brush. We've tried to be God. Take your hands off. Take a step back. Laugh hard. Live well. Follow Jesus, and we'll finish in 7 days. Let's pray. Father, I'm reminded of something that Chris taught on recently. From the old hymn, Have Thine Own Way, and from the book of Jeremiah, God, rise up in our hearts the story about Jeremiah looking into the house and seeing the potter and his wheel, and seeing him reach down and grab a large lump of clay and put it on the wheel and shape it into something way more than it was. And as Jeremiah watched, he realized that he was the clay and that God's hands were upon him and they would keep him moist and they would shape him well and they would create in him a clean heart and renew a right spirit within him like David sang. God, help us realize that we are clay, but clay in the hands of a master. Clay in the hands of a loving Father who has more ideas and more hope for us than we could ever have for ourselves. Help us to fall in love with that. And to, as the Bible says, run in the path of your commands because you set our heart free. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. And amen.